Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming to you with a teaching on the basics of prayer. I'm going to be in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. That's where I'm going to take my text. So get your Bible and follow along with me. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It's in the red. Jesus said it. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Notice the word ask. To ask, in John chapter 15, verse 7 says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Notice the word ask again. If you abide in me, that is, if you are in Christ, and you're in Christ, if you're born again, and my words abide in you, that's the word of God, abides in you, ye shall ask what ye will. Notice that. What ye will. And Jesus said, and it shall be done unto you. Don't limit God. If the word promises it to you, you can have it. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22 says, and all things whatsoever you shall ask, there's that word ask again, in prayer. You need to have a prayer life. Believing, that's the key. Ye shall receive. You need to learn how to be a good receiver. Maybe you're believing God for healing. Once you get done asking God to heal you, you say, I believe that I receive in Jesus' name. So Jesus said, in all things, notice that, all things, whatsoever, whatsoever, notice that word, ye shall ask in prayer. When you pray, believing, you got to believe. Ye shall receive. Believe that you receive in Jesus' name. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, there's that word ask again, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James was a half-brother of the Lord Jesus. And James said, if any of you lack wisdom, maybe you need wisdom about a certain area of your life. Excuse me. The Bible says, let him ask of God, that's who we're praying to, our Father which art in heaven, that giveth to all man liberally. Know that God is a liberal giver. He's not withholding from you and upbraideth not. In other words, he's not going to get onto you for asking for wisdom. He's not going to scold you. And it shall be given him. You're going to get the wisdom that you ask for. But let him ask in faith. There's that word ask. Every time you pray, you need to ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Don't waver when you pray. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Don't be like the wave that is driven with the wind and tossed. Just every which way. One minute you're in faith, next minute you're in unbelief. Don't be like that. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you waver, you're not going to receive anything of the Lord. Verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we don't want to be double-minded. We don't want to be unstable in all our ways. John chapter 3, verse 22 says, and whatsoever we ask, there's that word ask again, we receive of him. Because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. He said, and whatsoever, notice that, there's that word, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him from God. Because we keep his commandment, that's the word of God. Now, we're not under the Ten Commandments now, but we're under the new covenant. and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Well, we got to do things that are pleasing in God's sight. God's watching us. He sees us. And 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, this is our confidence in Christ. The Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There that sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. So verse 14 says, and this is the confidence. You can have confidence, it says, that we have in him, in God, that if we ask anything, notice that, anything, according to his will. Now, how do we know what is the will of God? When you know the word of God, when you know his promises. If the word of God promises you healing or prosperity or sound mind or whatever else, then you can have it. That's his will. He said, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. We know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears, we can know that when we pray, that he hears us, just like when Jesus was at the tomb of Lazarus and he prayed to the Father, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. We can have that same confidence. Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions, the things that we want to bring before God, that we desired of him. It's God that's going to hear and answer and bring manifestation. And verse 16, which really not too much applies for the topic. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, it's talking about the unpardonable sin, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, that's the unpardonable sin. I do not say that he shall pray for it. You can't pray for that person that committed that. That's what they're talking about. And here, to crave. Mark chapter 15, verses 45 says, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate, and notice, and craved the body of Jesus. In other words, the word ask in Matthew 7:7, the Greek word, it just means to crave, if you will. To beg, Matthew 27:58, he went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered to desire. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Note that. Therefore I say unto you, Jesus said it. That's all that matters. The word of God says it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. God's exalted his word above his name. What things? Note that. What things? Maybe you want a new truck. Maybe a woman wants to conceive a child. Whatever it is. Maybe you want a new job. Here it says, what things soever ye desire. Maybe you heard the old saying, God will meet our needs. He didn't promise us our wants. Well, that's not true, beloved. He'll not only meet your needs, but he'll give you your wants and your desires. Here he says, what things soever ye desire. God wants to give you your desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Maybe you want a truck. You ask God to give you one. Tell him what kind you want, what color you want. If it's a Ford or a Chevy or a Dodge, tell him what color you want. And then once you're done asking God for it, say, I believe that I receive it, that truck, in the name of Jesus. Believe that you receive them, the truck, and you shall have them. And to require or demand, that's what the word ask means. Luke chapter 1, verses 63. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John, and they marveled all. So So that's what the we're asking, I mean, to require or demand. 1 Corinthians 1:22, for the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. And you also can read about that in Luke chapter 12 on your own time. And 1 Peter 3:15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. He just talked about require or demand. The idea here is to demand something that is due one because of family and redemptive right. You have redemption right. Five times it is found in Matthew 7:7-11, the word ask. Let's read it here. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That is our text. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good thing to them that ask him? Notice, ask, and it shall be given you. If you ask, it's going to be given to you. If you seek, you're going to find. If you knock, it's going to be open to you. Notice verse 8, for everyone. You see that? Everyone that asketh, receiveth. At everyone. And he that seeketh, findeth. If you seek, you're going to find. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And Jesus says this, verse 9, or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? If a son comes to the father, and he asks for bread, the father's not going to give him a stone. Or if he asks a fish, the son asks the dad for a fish, will he give him a serpent? No. Verse 11, notice what Jesus said. If ye then, being evil, or a sinner, know how to give good gifts unto your children, even sinner fathers knows how to give good gifts unto the children, how much more? Our heavenly Father is better than the earthly Father. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, that's where he is, in heaven, give good things? Do you see that? Give good things. I'm going to read it again. Give good things. He's not putting cancer on you to teach you something. Give good things to them that ask him. All you got to do is ask. The first letters of ask, seek, and knock spells ask. It is God's will that we ask and get what we want. Psalm 23:1. This is David's confidence in God's grace. It's a psalm of David, and it said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Make sure the Lord is your shepherd. He will take care of you in grand style. He is Jehovah Jireh. And the Bible says, I shall not want. Psalm chapter 34, verses 9 and 10 says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. O fear the Lord. Don't be afraid of him, but reverence him. Ye his saints. You are a saint if you're born again. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. For there is no want to them that fear him. There's no want if you fear him. The young lions do lack, just like in Africa and other places. They're lacking, and they suffer hunger, the Bible says. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. If you seek the Lord, you're not going to want any good thing, because God is a good supplier. God is a good God, and he's a good, good daddy, and he is your shepherd. And you will not want. And he is your Jehovah Jireh. Well, my name is Robert Shannon Fife, and this is the Word of Faith broadcast. Tune in next week for another teaching from the Word of God.